UC Health Allergy and Sinus is part of the Ear, Nose, and Throat ENT program. For the fifth year in a row, UC Health's ENT program was ranked in the top 50 in the country by U.S. News and World Report. We're talking with Dr. Sassler. Doctor, with the weather change, how do we know if it's fall allergies or a cold?
You'll get similar symptoms, but maybe also some muscle aches. A viral upper respiratory infection or cold will have kind of an evolution where you get it, gets a little worse in a couple days, and then it starts getting better and it goes away by about 10 days. If that's the pattern, it's probably cold and not allergies.
What are some key tips to preventing or managing fall allergy symptoms?
Pollen counts, if you're sensitive to pollens, tend to be higher in the morning hours from sun up to midday. Mold counts, in a rough sort of a way, tend to be higher in the afternoons, so adjust your outdoor tasks accordingly. Those simple things can make a big difference in that.
Listeners can visit UCHealth.com for more information or call 513-475-8400 to see a specialist at UC Health, where in science lives hope.